and your chances of surviving a heart attack may depend on where you live. Some American cities have survival rates 5 times higher than others. One difference can be 911 dispatchers. If they coach someone over the phone to give CPR, the chances of surviving go up. As Keith Seinfeld of member station KPLU in Seattle explains, there's now a push to make this kind of coaching standard across the country.
For a real-life example, this story takes us first to the Seattle suburb of Woodinville.
Hi, I'm Becky Cole, and I was 8 months pregnant with our fourth baby. It was January of 2011, and I got up to go brush my teeth, and that's the last thing I remember.
Becky collapsed against the bathroom door. Her husband, John, heard the loud crash and called 911.
She's falling down, and she doesn't look like she's breathing. I need an emergency ambulance right now.
What happened next is typical in many cities across the country, but it's not nearly as universal as you'd expect.
Okay, listen, we're starting aid for her, okay?
Listen
okay.
to the 911 dispatcher. This is during the first minute of the call, okay. while the medics are still climbing into their truck.
Yes, she's unconscious. She does not appear to be breathing. Her face is going blue.
Okay, listen. We're gonna start doing CPR on her, okay?
John Cole switches to speakerphone.
Listen to me. This is what we're going to do. Bare her chest.
The dispatcher tells him, put both hands on her chest.
Right between the nipples.
Uh-huh.
She tells him, push down firmly.
Do it 30 times, like you're pumping her chest, and count out loud with me, okay? One, two, three, four, five.
I was so worried about doing it wrong that I clung to every word that dispatcher said. Because this is my wife. This is my best friend.
29, 30.
Soon, okay. The medics arrive and take over, but John's kept her blood flowing with CPR for 6 minutes.
Every minute of delay, the likelihood of survival falls by 10%. So you can do the math.
Dr. Mickey Eisenberg is medical director for emergency response in King County, Washington. Back in 1981, he launched an experiment in the Seattle area using emergency dispatchers to coach CPR. He was inspired by a pioneering program in Phoenix. He says one hurdle to giving instructions over the phone in a panic situation is using the right words.
Such things as center versus middle versus halfway down, all these things evoke different images.
Another huge challenge is figuring out for sure over the phone that the person's heart really has stopped. In many cases, there's an illusion of breathing, like a last gasp. That happened with John and Becky Cole.
She's trying to breathe.
Okay, that doesn't sound like breathing. Okay, we're going to have to still keep on going on this, okay?
To an untrained person, they think the person is breathing, but they're not breathing normally.
Eisenberg says recognizing normal is the focus for a lot of training at the 911 call center. It paid off right away. CPR rates in those first critical minutes went up by 50% across King County. Hundreds of cities have adopted similar programs, but many still have not. And some have been slower to come around. For example, in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee, paramedic Jerry Biggert says he used to pester his bosses about starting a program, but they gave him excuses.
When the state of Wisconsin says I have to do this, I'll do it. But until then, we don't have the people, we don't have the resources, and I'm not going to take on another unfunded mandate.
Today, those bosses are retired, and Oak Creek decided it's actually not that expensive to train everyone in the call center. And CPR has gotten simpler, easier to explain, since bystanders don't need to perform mouth-to-mouth anymore. Still, the dispatchers were concerned at first.
Just because they're talking to people during the most critical incidents, but it turns out that they really enjoy playing in that role.
And possibly saving a life, while giving a bystander a way to be helpful instead of just waiting anxiously for the medics to arrive. In fact, Biggert thinks every state should make it a requirement for the local emergency dispatch systems. The American Heart Association has stopped short of proposing regulations, but recently urged every city and county to voluntarily have their 911 dispatchers coach CPR over the phone. For NPR News, I'm Keith Seinfeld in Seattle.